Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast. What's up? Ooh. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. That was, I shouldn't have did the whoo. That was like we waiting on Halloween or something. And it's too early for that. Because
no, it's not too early for Halloween. Uh-uh.
It's August.
They already putting stuff out.
You know, I hate that shit.
They don't, yeah.
Can we have Labor Day?
They ain't got no Labor Day stuff.
I mean, wouldn't that go into the whole, you could kind of use your 4th of July stuff into Labor Day. A little bit.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. That's fine.
I think Labor Day is the beginning of setting up for fall.
Okay.
I think that's why they have that day off. So people can set up for fall.
Speaking of which, you know, I wanted to go back to the decorations.
Uh-huh.
Things that make me kind of cringe a little bit, and I know y'all probably don't care, but it does. Decorations and Christmas trees and shit long after Christmas.
Oh, like have people keeping the tree up and decorating them for every holiday or every season?
Not even that. What do you think is the appropriate time to put up a Christmas tree?
I think
you got people who leave up Christmas trees and decorations all year long.
So I think historically, Thanksgiving Day parade is like the kickoff for
Christmas. Right?
And I think a lot of people, they start right after Thanksgiving to start decorating and not putting up the tree, but they start bringing out their Christmas decorations right like the very next day after Thanksgiving. And then the tree aspect is sometime in December. I don't really do a tree. I do decorations.
Mm-hmm.
So if,
and then when you take them down?
I take my decorations down maybe like the first week of the new year. I kind of keep it up.
So this is what I have learned in the last past couple of years.
But my decorations are something that can be... It's subtle.
Right.
It's not my decorations is like my fragrances. I do the cinnamon, the woodsy, the
but that could home go, that feel. Could go into fall.
Well, it can. And as far as like decorations, I have like my towels. They're not Christmas, but they're the colors like black and red. A little green.
Mm-hmm.
I have my poinsettias. I have just the feel of the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But it can prolong into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the new year come, I kind of want something different, a change.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I've noticed is, because you saw it, when we went to Disney that time, it was right after my birthday,
mm-hmm.
and these motherfuckers had started playing the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah. And that was in October.
I said, God damn, we can't even have Thanksgiving?
Yes, I remember you saying that.
And
but people like that. They skip over holidays to get to the most, what you call it? Pagan holiday of the year.
So I would say it would be the most recognized holiday amongst people, which, you know, most people will say that their favorite holiday is Christmas. Not mine. Y'all know how I feel about Valentine's
Day. That's my favorite season of the year.
Yeah. I only I put up a little stocking and I have this little already ready-made tree that I got from Hobby Lobby. Cause I'm not putting up.
Oh, with the lights and everything on it?
Yeah. Okay. It already comes ready and it's in a box. I pull that motherfucker out the box. It's
and
little.
Shake it off.
It's a little Charlie Brown tree. Yeah. Stick it up there by my fireplace and I put my little stocking on my fireplace. If anybody want to come over my house and throw something in there, preferably money. And I kick rocks. That way, when it's time to take that shit down after the New Year's, in the box. In the box, done. 5 minutes.
Yes, it doesn't
not
take.
Even that.
I mean, you got people who bring out dishes. They're Christmas china.
I'm not. It ain't that serious. I'm not reconstructing my whole house. Like, I got a theme in all my rooms, and that's how it's going to stay. Because, why?
I mean, to some people, that's their joy.
I love it. I love it for them.
Yeah.
I love it for them. But then, don't come to my house. I'm like, why you ain't got no decorations and stuff? Because I don't fucking want all that.
I just don't like seeing the Christmas trees decorated for every month of the year.
Well, don't come
like
to my
Christmas,
job.
Then they have a New Year's tree. Then they have a Valentine's tree. Then they got a St. Patrick's tree.
And baby, they had a Father's Day tree. Huh? So we got this tree. It's called the tree of life.
Oh.
It's the little tree at my job. And they put everything on there for every, like, even in June. They had neckties on it. Men's socks. A little grill, spatula, like for Father's Day. I said, y'all are doing the most.
Yeah, I think that's
but
that's
they decorate the tree so extreme. Cute. But hey, I don't even care that much. Like, let's talk about what we're supposed to talk about on the show. What's our topic today, man?
Well, we were talking about overcompensating. I think it's overcompensating in relationships.
Yeah.
And speaking of overcompensating, I think the trees are being very much overcompensated.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so that does tie into it.
That does tie in.
Because y'all be doing the most.
And it's almost like you are smothering when you're overcompensating. It's draining. I don't know. I'm not an overcompensator. I'm not a person in anything. I don't think I overcompensate in wanting to be friends and wanting to have relationships, friendships, situationships, whatever. I don't think I overcompensate. And to someone else, they probably think I probably need to show a little more compensation. For me, I'm only going to be able to give you what I can give you.
Right.
Now, is that to someone else, that may be lackluster, that may be not the potential that they're looking for. And that's fine. If I'm not it, then you are free. I'm like a job. Free will. You can leave when you want with no repercussions. You can leave. I may not be for you. I think overcompensating in relationships can lead to a lot of, I say guilt, maybe. Because why? Why are you overcompensating? What's the reason? What are you missing that you have to overcompensate? Like, I don't understand it.
But I guess for a person who knows that they have shortcomings or they know that they're not able to do what the other person really deserves, they feel that they need to do a little more in the areas that they're able to, you know, perform at their most in to make up for where they fall short. It's almost like you ever seen a little short man that's rich.
Say that again.
I can't hear. Oh, okay. So, you know, like how they used to say, you know, the man who's short with the little penis, he got to overcompensate with his money. And that the man who may have the big penis, he ain't got to have a lot of money because he's overcompensating with his appendage.
Okay.
And what he's able to do in the bed wise. So it does not even the plane.
But is that fair to you?
It sustains
to that person. Should they put themselves in that situation?
I mean, but I guess it's all in what they're there for, because I know a lot of women who they stay in shit because the sex good, but the man don't treat him nice and he don't do nothing for him. So, yeah. And I'm sitting here to myself, well, it got to be good. He ain't got to do too much because you okay with just that. But I feel like overcompensating in areas where you fall short allows people to lower their standards also.
There are times when I think overcompensating is necessary, for a makeup that, you know, or wasting someone's time and you are doing something above and beyond to kind of get back in either in their good graces or to let them know, hey, I am really sorry for whatever happened. I will make it up to you. So I'm going to do a little extra over on this side, whatever that looks like. So I think there are times where overcompensating is okay. But if that's your thing where you want to always make that person feel like you need to be, this is how I want to be wanted. So in order for me to feel like I want to be wanted, I got to overcompensate. And that person's going to use you. They're going, because they know that they can't, they know that you are the type of person that overcompensates in everything without asking. And so it can fall into the wrong person's lap. And now you are setting yourself up to be abused.
Okay. But what about, does the overcompensating in one area also allow the person to not work on the area that they're deficient in? Because if you act like you okay with just, you know, what they're able to give you, does that really put a light on what they should be doing in the area that they're deficient in?
I think that's probably why they do overcompensate, because they...
But that's still not fixing the problem. That's what I'm saying.
It's not fixing the problem, and they are overshadowing what needs to have attention to.
Right.
I think they probably don't want to face the music.
But that's what I'm saying. The elephant, damn it, is still in the room.
Why
overcompensating is tiptoeing around the elephant.
Why aren't we addressing the elephant in the room?
That's what I'm talking about.
Who isn't addressing the elephant in the room? The overcompensator or the overcompensatee?
Both of them.
Yeah. Because it's not fixing the problem.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you a whole scenario. You have this busy man who works all the time. He makes a lot of money, but he's always busy. Mm-hmm. Wife makes plans. He's canceling, babe. I got a business meeting. I can't. But you know, I feel so bad. I'm gonna send you for a spa day with your friends. Oh, okay, great. I'm okay with that. Hey, babe. I can't attend Junior's baseball game, but I'm going to send you a Cash App for you to take all the little guys out for a pizza after the game, after their big win, okay? But I'm not going to be able to attend. Okay, it's fine. Hey, babe, I know I was going to help you for Thanksgiving with preparing the meal, but I got to go golfing with Jim and them, and so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have the food catered and brought in, and then you don't have to worry about overexerting yourself, and I'll be in, and you know, we can just enjoy it together. Oh, okay. So if she's always okaying and it's fine, we're not addressing the elephant in the room, sir. You're going to have to prioritize. So addressing it is, I know you're busy. I know you're trying to make money for your family. But at a point, you are going to have to prioritize this family and our life. Work is here. Family is here. Make a schedule. You're going to have to tell work sometime, I am not available. I have X, Y, and Z to do. It can't just be me always falling short because of what needs to be done in other places. Mm-hmm. That's addressing the elephant in the room.
So that type of overcompensating is funded financially. And people mm-hmm. think money can solve all problems. Money do solve problems, but it's not always about the money. It's right. about the attention and the time and the dedication to get things done and your word. Mm-hmm. You know, we know things come up, things happen, but it shouldn't be a repeated, constant cycle of the same, oh gosh, okay, you know, I am going to pay for this or I will do that. I know we spoke about this before that, and it's not cheating. It's somewhat like cheating because now you're cheating me out of my time and mm-hmm. out of my companionship, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a rich man sport. Okay? Cheating, when you're starting overcompensating financially, mm-hmm. that is a rich man's sport because a broke man won't be able to do those things.
No.
You know what he overcompensates with? Attention, time.
Penis.
If that's
what he got working for him.
Yes. He will find a way to overcompensate by showing acts of service in a different form, right? He won't show up in the way that you need him to show up for the baseball game, the holiday dinner, you know, whatever it is. Taking the kids up from school for the holidays. You know, they usually come home for the holidays.
So the broke man can help cook, but he can't buy no groceries.
He can't buy the groceries, but he'd be damn sure he gonna clean that damn kitchen up very well.
He can come to the baby game, but y'all gonna have to pick him up.
Yes.
Because he ain't got no car.
He ain't got no car.
And he can't buy no pizza afterwards.
But he's gonna show up for you.
Yeah.
And so you're gonna love that because guess what? He is showing himself approved.
Right.
But that's not what I need. It's not about what I need. Right. That's not what's needed.
So what's needed is
I need the husband to show up for groceries.
Yeah. What's needed is so you need him on both folds. You need him to show up to the game and to pay for the pizza afterwards.
Yeah. It's a group effort.
Yeah. So
it's not a one-sided thing.
Right. So the duality of being the whole man is to not fall short in any area. So it's like you have to check all the boxes.
Yes. And it's a two-way street. So it's not like mm-hmm. everything falls on one person.
Right.
But if I'm saying, babe, we need X, Y, and Z. Okay. I need you to come pick up. I have a furniture delivery. They are able to deliver it through the company in 6 weeks versus we can come pick it up in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the furniture sit there for 6 weeks because you can't help me get it. Like, I'm already paying for the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Can you at least get it pulled out the warehouse in 2 days for me? Now I got to pay for it and wait.
Right.
Like, it's just, I'm not probably a bad example.
Or, babe, you got a truck. Can we just go up there and get the furniture? Sure, babe. Let's do that.
Now, if you have the truck and I'm still waiting on you to come pick it up,
or
then the problem is with me.
Shit, a U-Haul. Not with you. A U-Haul. Babe, I'm not going to. So this me being a man. This is me being a nigga. Vaughn, we ain't waiting no goddamn 6 weeks to get no goddamn furniture. We been to go get us a 1999 U-Haul. We going to get that shit. And I'm going to get Craig and them to help me take that motherfucker off.
Because it's going to be cheaper if you do it yourself. Because they going to charge you all these travel fees, delivery fees.
But still, you got your furniture in 2-3 days or less. Cut out the middleman. Like, come on. Like, and that's getting creative.
Because
mm-hmm. in order to be creative, you got to think.
Right.
You got to troubleshoot.
Right.
And that's what I think a lot of men
And that was
don't
a real
do.
Life example right there that I gave for myself.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I asked, it was like, if I know that I can, and I asked, sometimes you got to ask, can you not pick it up on your own?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can go to the warehouse. Here's the slip. have them to go pick it up, and we can put it in the system and send this customer pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Bet. Because I'm not waiting 6 weeks. That happened to my furniture.
Yeah. Oh, you know what another cool situation would be? Yeah. Like, let's say this man has a company, right? And he's like, well, you know, it's really busy here at the Cogsdale Cox. I got that from the fucking Jesses. It's really busy here. You know, I'm short people, da 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 da. So I'm not going to make Junior's game, right? So here he go canceling again because he is the CEO of Cogsdale Cox, right? And so you like, you know what? You've missed 5 games, Bob. He really needs you there. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm home today. I'm going to come up there. I'm going to work. And that way, I'm going to pick you up and get my sister to get Junior to the game. I'm going to come up there, help you get the job done. And then me and you going to ride on over to this goddamn baseball field because you ain't missing another one of my son's games. Uh-oh. What happened? God damn.
The secretary, he doesn't want to have to leave the secretary unattended. That's his way. That's his way. Yep.
That's what you got from that?
Yep. I found out. Because the moment she volunteered to come up there.
No. Don't come up here.
Yeah. No, I can't. No, we got this. Yeah. Now he can make it.
So, but hold on.
Now he can make it because she done came up to the job and threatened him. To that she was gonna find a way.
But why not stay late? Why not stay late and do what you're gonna do with the secretary? Why we gotta miss Junior games?
Cause
that's important.
Junior ain't important right now. He gonna come home eventually and see Junior and Junior gonna be all right.
No, it's not.
He's sick of Junior. He's sick of Junior. Junior and the mama done got on his last nerves. All he want to do is pay for the uniforms for the whole team. He want to make sure that pizza get arrived. And he want to have fun. Home is too strict. Home is too strict. So he wants to have fun time. He got a stressful job. Cogsdale Cars Incorporated. He got the meat quota, and it is stressful. When you don't meet quota, it's so stressful. And guess who's there to relieve your stress? The one that sees it all. The secretary. She understands.
Oh, God.
I found out that's the answer. That's it. That's why they overcompensate.
So basically you're saying,
rich man's sport.
There's no reason. There's no reason
and
why.
And she's going to get a good bonus.
Uh-huh.
And the wife is going to get nice Christmas gifts. And she may get an upgraded ring. Because he's overcompensating for all the losses. He has to be able to maintain home and keep that happy.
And maintain the secretary.
Yeah. Because she the work wife.
So is it always that infidelity is an issue when it comes to the time factor?
Yep.
Or... Wait. Could it be commitment? Just being phobic to the commitment. Cause sometimes
he didn't even want little Jimmy.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes a man will feel like, you know, I want the American dream. I want the house with the picket fence, with the dog, the 2.5 kids, and the wife. And then when he gets all that, he feels constricted. In a way, and he's like, this ain't what I wanted. I can't go hang out with my homeboys like I used to. I can't just get up in my car and go shoot ball at the gym. I can't just get up and go and, you know, just do as I please. And now that's an issue for me. This reality done set in.
Especially when the money started.
Right. I got this naggy bitch like, you gotta hold a baby while I cook. I don't want to hold no goddamn baby.
Mm-mm.
I want to be at the bar having mm-hmm. a beer. Your homeboy's calling you on the phone. Hey, new down here at Baker's eating wings and shit. You coming?
No, man. I got that baby, that crying ass baby. Yeah,
man, I can't go nowhere.
Him and her
goddamn Tanya in the goddamn kitchen cooking and shit. She got me up here with one twin in one arm, one twin in the other.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. Ain't nobody tell you gonna have all them goddamn kids with that goddamn girl.
And you old.
And yeah. We up here shooting pool and shit. Hoes is everywhere. It's a oasis in mm-hmm. this bitch. And you up there with fucking throwing up babies, drooling babies at the house and tying your old fat ass.
And you know, it's crazy because you do overcompensate, right? Whether it's emotional, physical overcompensation, emotional overcompensation, compensation, financial, whatever, right? But then what if there is a changing event? So now you're used to the pattern of that person, you know, overcompensating in something, right? Mm-hmm. You don't like it, but you tolerate it because it's being compensated in another way, right? Mm-hmm. So now it's to the point where what happens when there is a changing event in the person that is doing the overcompensating and that person can no longer perform those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm already upset that you're missing little Johnny's game. I'm already upset that you can't spend, you know, the holidays because of work or whatever the situation is. And I'm already upset, but mm-hmm. I'm okay because you are providing another way for him to comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when that person no longer can even do that?
So there's no gifts, there's no money, but you're still not present. Oh,
and, yeah, you're still not present. She's gone, it's going to create more havoc in the home. And if you're married, it's going to be even worse.
Jody coming through the back door.
It's going to be even worse because now you cannot fulfill those obligations in another way.
Mm-hmm.
You've run out of options. That's why you should have addressed the elephant in the room in the beginning. Because now mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. those life-changing events happen, your partner has they can understand a little bit better what's going on versus, you know, thinking that money and time is going to solve everything. It's you have to communicate. The bottom line is you have to let that other person know, honey, I can't do this, but let's reschedule if we can, X, Y, Z, or the next time we're flip-flop, right? If you can. There's ways to go about it. Maybe unorthodox ways, but there are ways to go about it than to always overcompensate in an area because you're going to burn yourself out unless you're a rich man.
So here's my deal. I can only do what I can do. I never promise anybody anything because I know the kind of schedule that I have. So I'm the busy one in the relationship. My men's is they normally have like one job, one little hustle, and I'm doing 5 million things. So they kind of got to work with me. But I never put it out there that I'm very available with time. So I normally, when I date, it's somebody who doesn't live in my city because I don't have time to be up in no nigga but every day, every other day. Like quarterly is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Monthly is good for me. And even with that, just spending the weekend, it's so many things I miss because I'm not home with my computer and in my things and where my business is to get what I need to get done because my businesses operate 7 days a week. So when I'm gone for 2 days, when I'm gone a week, when I'm, you know, here, there, and everywhere doing whatever, something doesn't get attended to for a couple of days, which requires me to work harder when I get home. So I tell the person I'm dealing with, look, I am a chick on a mission. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm not going to be that girl who you need to... I'm not a quality time.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You got to know the person that you're with, what they require to make their juices flow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know how they say it's quality over quantity? So I'm going to give you a lot.
It might not be quality, but I'm going to give you, I mean, it's good, but it's a lot at one time.
And then I'm going to just be like, I'm going to kind of fall back. Cause I got shit to do.
Oh, I don't like that.
I got shit to do. It's quality. It's quality time.
But don't give me a lot of at once.
Because
That's how you spoil a person.
I don't have time to spread it out over the days.
Oh no, I don't like that. Because now I'm used to if you give it to me all at once and it's back to back and it's constant for a minute and then you pull back.
No. I'm talking about like, hey, you know, we talk. Remember I told you long distance relationship, right?
Okay.
So we talk every day. Hey, how you doing? You had a good day? Okay, great. And then I see. So then I see you our week in a month. It's our week in a month date. And Friday we come in, boom, knock the Mario coins out this motherfucker. Wake up the next day, have breakfast, it's bliss, we holding hands, da 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 da. We go back, you put my ass through the mattress. We go to dinner, we have a good time, we do a little da 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 da, and come back to the room, blow my goddamn head off again.
But that's all through
the next day. And here's Sunday. Now it's time to say goodbye. So but we have a nice
unique.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm talking about.
But what if okay. But how does that work for the ones that are local and you get to see them on a more consistent?
I ain't dating nobody local is what I'm saying. Cause that motherfucker gonna wanna see me all the time and be in my face, and I don't have time for that.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, with that, there's an understanding.
Yes.
And I don't
have to be understanding.
Right. And I don't have to overcompensate because I done already told you what it was.
Right. But that's not to me overcompensating, because if you go that distant or that time period, it's like you are just refilling for that time period at once.
Making up for lost time.
And then as it dwindles down, you're building yourself back up to produce another low.
But I like it. I don't know why. I like that kind of relationship.
You don't require
It gives me time to miss the person. It gives me time to
recharge.
Yeah. I just don't have that every day. Like I told you, I don't think
I know what it is.
What is it?
We started too goddamn early. We was too fast in our preteen and teen,
you think?
And young adult life.
I think I've always been like that.
We don't want to be. We want our solemn.
Never liked a clingy nigga. I've never been like, and I've never been a clingy woman. I like my space. I have never wanted to live up under, you know how women be. I saw this post the other day, said, are you tender or are you a player?
And what are you, player?
I ain't never been falling off the bone.
Listen,
tender. I ain't never.
That song by 112, Player. You remember that?
I don't remember that song.
We're going to play it when we get in the car.
Yoshi. I have never been... Oh girl, I just love him. Oh girl, I could just lay in his arms all day and night. Oh, cause baby, even when that weekend kick off with little buddy, and we having us a good old time, it come a point in time where I just be like, all right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Mm. Let's get up. Let's go do something. Let's, cause I ain't that tender. I don't, y'all have always told me I am very masculine. In my personality.
And you know you are.
And yes, I am. But and when I say love to husband, baby, I loved it, that man. But he gave me my space. He gave me just enough.
Y'all were two peas in a pod.
We were. That's what it was. Like, it wasn't. If I didn't see that man all day.
Because you gave him his space as well.
I gave him his space as well. And then when we came together, it was beautiful. And then when it was time, all right, I'll see you later. Call me if you need something. I call him, hey, I want some lunch. Come by here. Da, 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 da. Like, and he'd come by, what you about to do now? I'm about to so-and-so. All right, well, I'm going to be over at the so-and-so. Call me when you need me, baby. It was a healthy balance.
Do you think that in that relationship, was there ever any overcompensating or was it enough?
It was never overcompensated. So my husband spoiled me.
Well, that's so...
He spoiled me, but it was never to compensate for a shortcoming.
Okay.
Because he gave me everything I wanted within the home, within love and affection, with emotion. He was my all-around person. And you only get one of them in life. I wholly, solely believe that. Like, you only get someone who connects with you and checks all the boxes, because it's damn near virtually impossible to do. Mm-hmm. Do you know how fucking impossible it is to make someone completely happy all the way across the board? And I'm a complicated motherfucker. I'm a whole Rubik's Cube. So to find someone who could make me happy...
I don't think he made you happy. I think he complimented.
He did.
Because you can only make yourself right. happy, right?
You're right.
I think he, when you said check the boxes, he attracted everything in you to make you sustain your happiness. Mm-hmm. Not that he gave it to you or it's that you, he helped fulfill those areas.
Right.
And I'm sure... As we all have witnessed, we know when something doesn't feel good for us or we're not right. happy. What do? We
distance ourselves.
We distance ourselves, or we find ourselves in a very uncomfortable position with that relationship. So I think he helped how you wanted your happiness to be. Mm-hmm. He fit right on in.
He did.
That's what it was.
He fulfilled me so much that he almost had me second guessing myself. Like, when I say I go all out for motherfuckers who go all out for me, if I have a good person in my life, like even my friends, like, I buy them gifts, I do things for them because I want them to know how much I love them and I appreciate them. So I would ask my husband sometime, like, are you happy? Do I make you happy? Is there anything else you need from me? Because I was like, God damn, I'm so fulfilled. Let me make sure I'm doing everything I need to do for you, because I never want to lose this. Mm. And he was just like, yeah, babe, why you? He was like, to make you happy makes me happy. I have never had someone to put my happiness ahead of theirs. Never had a man to say, because you're happy, I'm happy. I don't even think my fucking parents think like that. Because they did what they needed to do for their situation and fuck what them kids going through. Like, I got to be all right. But that man would do whatever it was. I remember it was a time where we had to do this expo. And I had these pink shirts. And I made him a pink shirt to wear to walk around the venue for my business. He said, you know I wear pink, right? And this making me look real funny. He said, but because I love your motherfucking ass so much, I'm going to put this goddamn pink shirt on and rock the fuck out of it.
I never understood men why they didn't want to wear pink. I mean, I understand why, but I think
this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think Cameron kind of got men into wearing pink a little bit more. But yep, wearing a pink shirt was kind of...
Right.
So...
It was demonstrating all of the shades of the rainbow in one.
But just the fact... that wasn't right. Just the fact that he wanted to wear that pink shirt for me... That just let me know.
Look at him. You got a keeper.
Look at him. Look at him doing this for Yosh.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the.
We always get off topic.
I know, but you. That's what I'm saying. If you're doing it, my thing is, if you are doing everything you need to do in a relationship, you don't have to give financial bribes and overcompensate in ways for shortcomings. When you are doing what you're supposed to do and you're being honest with the person.
Because that's a skill that you have to continue. And if you cannot continue it, it has its repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm not going to start a habit
that I can't keep up.
That I cannot keep up. I'm not about to overcompensate. Every once in a while, we will do it because of certain situations. But this is not going to be a habit that I can continue. I cannot continue giving you my time because I ain't got no money to give you. So I can give you some time. And time is money. So your time is valuable. Treat it like a currency. If I know I cannot continue to give you my time, I'm not going to create a habit that you're going to get comfortable with, and I end up taking it back because I can't sustain it.
But then now they resent you for that. Well, you used to do this, and you used to do that.
They're going to
resent. You don't do this and that anymore, and I feel a way about it.
Oh, yeah, because you...
And so can you really be mad at the person for feeling a way about it when you started the shit?
No, you don't expect them to be... Expect them to be mad, but be mad at yourself more than them being mad at you because you created that monster. Mm-hmm.
It's like a child. If you buy them a toy every time they go in the store, so now this one time you say you can't have the toy.
You don't love me.
What? No, it's a fucking tantrum.
It's everything. You don't like me. You don't love me.
You'll never buy me nothing.
Yeah, you don't care about me because you have created this monster. Overcompensating creates monsters.
I think we just need to be more intentional about who we're dating and who we're with, as well as...
No, it's not even that. You need to be well aware of who you are so you won't be doing those things. It's not about who the person is. It's about who you are because you cannot change no one but yourself.
But that's still intentional.
You said you have to be intentional about who you're with.
Right. As well as I said we need to be more intentional about dating.
Okay.
So that goes in line with what you said,
mm-hmm.
knowing who we are and knowing what we're able to do, as well as when you know who you are and what you're able to do, is the person you're dating able to deal with your scheduling conflicts? You being not the creative person, but hey, I'm gonna give you this. This all I got. And be all right with that. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Meeting and merging.
Yes.
You know, at a decent place. Whereas the other person doesn't feel like they're like, God, this is draining me trying to keep this person happy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank y'all for joining us today in the Sasha and Mia craziness.
I know, because... I'm over here. My wheels are spinning now. Because now our next show is going to be about the high value man or woman with the under compensating
person.
Person.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's. We're gonna talk about that next. Okay. Bye, y'all.